HageToday.com/50.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off sale this Tuesday through Thursday. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
My mouth.
Yeah.
What are you, some kind of butt ventriloquist?
Yeah, that's what you could call it, I guess. Folks, it's time to talk a little tech talk. And it's very simple the way this works. I give you the numbers. You call. We listen to Jose enlighten us. And when he's finished, we go to first come, first serve. Those who call first get in first. Here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. I never do this, but I'm going to do it now. Star KTRS on your cell phone. I hear other people do it. I figure I'll do it too. You save two pushes. Star KTRS, and I assume it works for all cell phones. I don't know. I also want you to know that Jose is brought to you, as he has been for years, by the wonderful folks at Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner or do something nice for your mother-in-law, like we did for ours when we got her the new Auric Magnesium. Lightweight, super slick, like it's floating on a cushion of air vacuum cleaner. I gave you the numbers. I think all that's left to do is introduce Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jose.
Frank.
How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. I have one quick question for you before you take off, unless somebody else here. Anybody else here have anything for Jose?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just real curious to know, because I'm technically, I don't even know what level you would say, into like at the level of a first grader. I literally don't, I can't comprehend how most electronics or most of modern technology works. When I see this commercial where two people touch Galaxy 3 phones together,
yes,
and photos or contact lists get sucked
like
from
the
one
bump,
phone,
right? Don't they call it
the
yeah.
bump?
Yeah, they call it the bump.
How can that possibly work? How in the world does that happen?
It's through either near field communication or Bluetooth connection.
Near field.
What the heck is near field?
If you will look at some of the credit cards in your wallet, they might have a little radio signal on them. That is near field communication. What that does is, when you're shopping, if they've got one of those swipe places, you can just lay the card next to it as opposed to swiping it, and the information gets transferred for your credit card.
You know that I still don't even understand how radio works. I don't know how somebody can. No, I'm serious. I don't know how somebody can talk into something and then it goes into a through a wire into a tower and then through the air.
Through space.
It goes through space and then it gets sucked in by another receiver and comes out sounding like the same thing that went into it. It's unbelievable to me. I mean, that's how basically stupid I am about all this stuff. So when I see people bump phones together and it transfers stuff, I'm completely blown away and confused. And I don't think that if I went to school for the rest of my life, starting tonight, night school, day school, I don't think I'd ever understand it. I just, some people, you get it. You, I've heard, Jose,
yeah.
I've heard you say many times, well, it's all about, how do you put it, zeros and...
ones and zeros.
Ones and zeros. I don't even know what that means, ones and zeros. I don't.
Binary code.
Binary code.
Now, see,
the simplest form
means.
Of communication. Yes or no.
It's better to just be stupid and just enjoy it, turn it on, turn it off, and...
let somebody else handle
that. Yeah, let somebody else worry about all that stuff. You guys have anything for Jose? Nothing?
No.
No new discoveries? Then, Jose, I turn it over to you.
Thank you. Frank, do you own any Netflix stock?
I do not.
You might want to consider purchasing it.
Really?
It rose 9.2% to $69.58 today on rumors that Microsoft is going to buy them.
Now, I think we literally, and I'm not kidding about this, I think we are required to, or should say, you in no way are advising people to buy stock.
No, I'm not a licensed purchaser. I'm just letting you know that as of today, there's a rumor that Microsoft is going to buy them. Microsoft is trying to have a new philosophy for their Xbox 360. They're trying to treat it more like an entertainment device and less like a gaming console. So if Microsoft does, in fact, finish the purchase of Netflix, you'll be able to do all that stuff on your Xbox.
Well, and that's wild, too, because they had that sketchy time for a while when,
when they decided to raise prices 85%.
And I have Netflix, and sometimes, I mean, you go on there and you look and you look and you can't find the movie. And then you go to another section and it says, well, they'll send it to you in the mail. So they still don't have everything available, like, online.
Correct, but they're working toward it. And I'm sure if Microsoft buys them, that'll move much quicker.
Yeah.
All that it will take for Netflix to go down is for me to buy the stock.
Yeah.
If I buy the stock, they're going under.
Yeah.
They're going under. The merger will get called off. They'll be out of business. I'm not kidding. I just don't have good luck when I personally take care of that stuff. But I think what you say makes sense, and I don't see it going away. I don't see anything but good things, especially when you pop the word Microsoft in there, Microsoft in association.
Well, yeah, so many people are dropping their cable and satellite now and going straight to Hulu Plus and Netflix to get all their TV watching needs.
Well, I remember there was a time when people said years ago, well, you know, if you want to buy what they call blue chip stocks, General Motors is never going anywhere. That's a good one. Well, General Motors almost went somewhere. And this, I'd say Apple and Microsoft, those two names, I don't see those two companies going anywhere in terms of disappearing for a long, long time.
Well, let's hope not.
All right, what else do you have?
Apple is preparing. There's a rumor they're going to announce in mid-November that they have licensed with all of the major recording labels music so they can start Apple Radio. Apple Radio is going to be a direct competitor to Pandora.
Wow.
So you'll be able to listen live for little or no money.
Now, on the cars that have Pandora, that's a subscription service.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. If you purchased an iPad 3 within the past 6 months, you know that when they announced the iPad Mini last week, they also announced a new full-size iPad called the fourth generation. Announcing the fourth generation basically made your third generation obsolete.
Well, of course it did.
Oh, great.
Boring.
Stop!
Yeah, if you recall, there are reports that some of the Apple retailers are allowing customers to exchange their old iPads they purchased within the past 30 days for a new one, but it's not a Apple corporate deal yet. So if you want to see if you can, if you bought one in the past 30 days, you want to trade it in, call the store you bought it from and see if they'll let you trade it in.
Boy, I still can't believe everybody is just so in love with Apple. All the stuff they pull like this, it's just amazing.
October 26, Microsoft released Windows 8. If you have Windows XP, Vista, or Windows 7, you can download an upgrade for it for $40.
That doesn't seem too horrible.
No, it's retail price for new ones is $169.
Is Windows 8 much different than 7?
Hugely.
Really?
Windows 8 is tablet-driven, so they get rid of the start menu and they get rid of sort of the PC-based stuff and kind of open up a new interface for tablets. They're also their Windows phones are now running Windows 8. In addition to that, they stated there will be no service pack for Windows 7. This is clearly an attempt by Microsoft to get people to move to Windows 8 a little quicker than they normally would. If you remember, Windows XP had 3 service packs, and Vista got 2. And last but not least, according to the U.S. Copyright Office, jailbreaking smartphones is still legal. However, attempting or doing a jailbreak to your tablets or e-readers is not.
What does that mean?
I have no idea what you're talking about. No, I'm a dad. I don't even know what that means.
I've jailbroken a phone before. It just opens your phone.
It takes off several restrictions that the individual companies that are tied to have put on there, so you can do other things with it. The reason they say it's illegal, and this will go to court eventually, is that they're worried about the protection of e-books as far as the digital rights management stuff.
Yeah, sometimes on your phone, it's not even using the full processor speed.
Right, or the full capabilities of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to Peon.
Well, I know a little bit about it.
The full processor speed. Way to go. Anything else?
No. Let's take some calls, please.
All right. We are ready for your call. It's 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm AM into PM, of
That's
course.
A good thing All to right. say.
Hallelujah. And I heard Jose talking the other day, and he mentioned an antivirus software that you could download for free. And so I couldn't quite catch it because I was driving, so I emailed him. And within an hour, Jose sent me a response with a link to that download, which I certainly appreciate.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, there you go, thank Jose.
And my question is, Jose, when I downloaded that new software, do I need to eliminate any other antivirus software on my computer I had previously?
Yes. The short answer is yes. The reason is that sometimes the Microsoft Security Essentials has conflicts with McAfee or Symantec or any of the other ones. So you really should just have the one being the Security Essentials.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. And speaking of that AVG is probably what he was talking about, correct?
He could have been talking about AVG. He could have been talking about Avante. I mean, there's seven or eight that are available, some pay services, some free services.
Okay.
The reason I like the Microsoft product is because it's from Microsoft. They know their own operating system better than anybody else.
All right. Carolyn has been very patient. Carolyn, say hi to Jose.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm good, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm good. I caught a little bit about where you said that if you have Netflix, you can eliminate cable. Is that correct?
It depends on what you want, but a lot of people are eliminating cable in favor of connecting to Netflix and Hulu Plus and some other. You can go to TBS.com and get TBS shows.
Yeah, certain networks are tied to, like I know NBC is tied to Hulu Plus. That's
yes.
the only place you can watch their shows. So.
Oh, okay.
But
so
Carolyn needs to understand. You're not going to get through any of those things. Your local news,
no.
You know, Channel 4, Channel 5. We're just primarily talking about movies and series, TV series.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
all right, Carolyn.
Thank
you for the call. Jim is up next. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
Hallelujah. What can I do for you, Jim?
Hey, this is just a comment about I don't buy Apple because of I just think they're scurry how they make you buy new connections and everything else. But I have Android-based stuff. I have the Galaxy S2 phone, and you know, like Sprint, AT&T, that you can use those as a Wi-Fi hotspot, but
yes.
they don't advertise it. They charge you like $40 a month to do this. But just to let people know, I know on the S2 phone, which I have, I don't know if the S3 has it. You know, instead of using that, you can tether things, Bluetooth tether, off of that phone and run like we run my wife's Galaxy tablet off of my phone, and it runs great.
So you use it as an internet connection for her tablet over the Bluetooth?
Yes, I do. They have Bluetooth tethering, and the option's right on there if you go under Bluetooth. It is on the S2. I believe it is on the S3 also. But, you know, don't pay the $40 if... I don't want six people using my Wi-Fi connection anyway.
Right.
You know, if you need to use it, it's under Bluetooth. It's very easy to do. You just pair it together with whatever you're using. Works great.
Good advice.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Michelle, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Michelle.
I have two questions, if I'm allowed. I have a new iPhone 4S.
Yes.
And it's telling me that there is an update. But I was told that if I update for Apple, that I will no longer be able to stream YouTube. YouTube.
Is that a flash issue?
Could be a flash issue. I don't know. I hadn't heard anything about the update eliminating YouTube. If your iPhone 4S is working well for you and doing everything you want, I would recommend not updating it.
Okay, but what do I do about the icon that's there? Will it just go away?
No, it won't ever go away. Apple will continue to try and make you do something they want you to do. Just ignore it or minimize it or close it when you see it.
I'm lost here. If she updates, this is new software, I'm assuming.
New, I think it's a new operating upgrade for the iPhone 4S.
And she's saying that if she does that, then she can't get YouTube? Is that what she said?
Apparently that's the rumor. I haven't heard it or done any research on it. I do some research on it, but even Windows will offer major upgrades to stuff. And if your Windows machine is doing pretty much what you want, I don't recommend, you know, the latest and greatest. I've never been a big fan of, oh, the software, you know, 2.7's out, let's get it. Well, I've got 2.6. Works great. I don't really need 2.7.
What I don't get, though, is if you get better, newer software, why would you have to eliminate or not get YouTube? That doesn't make sense. It seems like you'd be able to do more stuff.
Well, YouTube is not an Apple product.
Ah, okay.
So Apple, I don't know any number of reasons why Apple would eliminate it. I don't know.
So I think what he's saying, Michelle, for now, don't worry about it.
Okay, can I ask my other question?
Sure.
Well, I don't know. How old are you? How old are you, Michelle?
45.
Favorite age. Okay. Right. Then it's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I finally got my first laptop, and I would like to do the stuff so you don't get spyware, I guess.
Okay.
Are the free things that you get over the internet just as good as the ones that you pay for? And if there is a good one, which one is it?
I would recommend the free one called Malwarebytes, B-Y-T-E-S, and it's available from the website malwarebytes.org. They have a free product and a pay product.
Like
I would also recommend, I'm sorry, M-A-L-W-A-R-E-B-Y-T-E-S.
How do you spell it?
M-A-L.
Okay.
W-A-R-E-B-Y-T-E-S.org.
Okay.
And the second one I would recommend is Microsoft Security Essentials. And that's available from Microsoft's website.
Security Essentials?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. I've been AM and the PM for a long time.
Michelle. I love you, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
You notice she was reluctant to say, I love you, too.
Yeah,
I get it. A lot of women can't because they're afraid if they start to express their feelings to me, then it'll overflow.
That pooling effect you were talking
about.
With the 50
that pooling sensation down there.
All of a sudden, 50 shades
will,
of gray.
Will hit her. I don't think Brian's going to have that pooling sensation down there. Brian, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose, AM and the PM.
Jose.
What can I do for you, Brian?
I have a vehicle that is Bluetooth ready and equipped, and you were talking about bumping from phone to phone. Is there a way that I can bump everything in my cell phone?
No. Go ahead, Jose.
What was that, Whiskers?
And by the way, won't that be great when they do come to that in the car? You just get in the car with your phone, and I think they have something kind of similar, but it's not there. Yeah, where you just get in, and you hit a button going, suck everything out of my phone into my car.
Oh, yeah,
done.
It's better than hand cranking it all in there. And
you bet.
That takes time, and I do not read instructions.
What do you think, Jose?
They do not currently have, and I don't think they will ever have, the capability to bump your phone into the car to get things transferred. They may eventually have where it auto-syncs, and you may actually have that now. I don't know what model car you have, but somewhere there's probably a series of instructions on how to actually pair your device, your phone, with your car so that when you get in the car says, okay, I've noticed your phone is here, and synchronizes your new contacts.
Right, right. Okay, great, Jose. Thank you so much. My pleasure.
No, Brian, our pleasure, too. Thank you. Let's get one more in here. That's going to be Mike, I believe. Hello, Mike. Say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Mike.
Okay, I have a Netflix question for you.
Okay.
And we'll be watching a show sometimes on Netflix, and all at once the picture will freeze. And it'll tell us on the screen, loading.
Yes.
And that will go on for maybe 30, 40 seconds. We'll get the picture back with us. It'll continue for another minute or so, then we'll load again.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening here?
It's probably the speed of your internet connection as far as downloading goes. Or it could be, on the Netflix side, if it's a fairly popular movie, they may not have it on a lot of different servers. So there may be hundreds of people all trying to get the same piece of data from the same series of servers, and it's just slow.
Okay. So there's nothing for us to do, I guess, in our...
If you will visit a website called dslspeed.com and run a speed test on your connection, it will tell you, although your internet service provider will tell you that you've got X number of megabytes download and upload, the speed test actually sends a series of different size packets to a place and then returns them, and it will actually tell you how much speed you have up and down.
okay?
Yeah. I'm...
Hey, when I got...
Thank you, Mike.
I got AT&T U-verse, and they told me I bumped it up to the second tier because the guy was saying, you know, it's easier to watch, like, YouTube videos, and, like, if you have Netflix and stuff like that, it's a bigger stream, so you can watch that stuff without it breaking up.
Yeah, it's a bigger pipeline.
Yeah,
I actually personally think the only reason there is a lower tier is to make you want the next tier.
Yes.
You know, they sell you that just to aggravate you. Why don't they just sell everybody a more than adequate speed and be done with it? Because they know that, you know, you're going to buy the cheap one and you're never going to be happy. That stuff is just... I get it, but it's aggravating.
The problem is that if you get an adequate speed, then they increase the amount of data they want to send to you.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do everything on dial-up modems.
Oh, man.
56K modems.
God. Here, here's my impression. Here. There it is.
and 56K was fast because we all started with basically 300 baud modems, and then it went to 2400 baud. So, you know, as soon as you got DSL, it seemed like a great and speed improvement, and then the operating systems and all the software said, well, now that you've got this bigger pipeline, we can move more data around, and things slow down again.
Boy, do I remember sitting at the computer hearing that noise and then it not connecting and then starting over.
AOL.
And then you go and try to find an alternate phone number to use. Well, maybe if I use the St. Charles County number. Holy cow. I think we've wrapped up another great segment here of tech questions with Jose Hernandez. If you did not get through, or if between now and next Monday something urgent comes along and you don't want to pay for an answer or advice, maybe you'll get lucky and you'll catch Jose at a time when he can email you back. To do that, you need to email him. Here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And please let us not forget that he's brought to you by Oreck. And these are some terrific stores with wonderful managers and people working in them. And they are local people. They own and operate these Oreck home care centers. Even though that's a national brand, your neighbors are running and making their living in those stores. So give them some business because they got a lot of great products. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Great day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. Coming up here in a couple minutes, so we have Dawn Meadows-Dixon. She'll have a movie. There's one movie coming out, I believe, this weekend that looks really good to me, partially because I'll watch just about anything Denzel Washington is in. You know, that it's called Flight.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the trailers for this thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a Sully Sullenberger thing where he lands a plane under emergency conditions, and he's kind of made a hero, and I'm not giving anything away because it's in the trailers. Then they realize that they found traces of alcohol. He had alcohol in his blood. And it looks like a really good movie to me. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's another one. We'll find out in a few minutes when Dawn Meadows-Dixon joins us. I've been given the honor of doing the commercial by myself for John Landolf. He's not able to get to the phone today. And even though I have kind of a list, a paragraph of how many in inventory of this model and how much price, I'm not real big on that. I know he is, and I'll tell you why I'm not. I don't know that there's a whole lot of difference in pricing anymore in cars. I don't know if there ever was. Maybe there was. Maybe one time you could go one place and get a vehicle for $1,000 less than you get the same vehicle somewhere else. But the internet changed all that because people have access to what these invoice prices are. And they know what a dealer should be selling a vehicle for to be competitive. And certainly, Johnny Landolf Chevrolet is going to be, because they have to be, competitive. That, to me, price alone is not why you go there. You also don't go to a dealership just because it's the closest one to home or to work. Over the years, I've bought vehicles that were nowhere near where I live because I knew I could get them serviced anywhere. I bought because of the people who work at the place. The service department, the salespeople, because of the way they treated me, because of the way they did or didn't respond to a message to call me back. You can make or break a car deal with one phone call you didn't return or did return. And I think the folks at Landolf, at Johnny Landolf, have this service thing down. And there are two kinds of service. There's service department service, up on a rack, change the oil, put a new battery in, do a diagnostic. That's one kind of service. But the other kind of service, And the one that I think is equally as important is, how are you treated when you go in there? Does somebody act like they really appreciate your business, whether you bought a fully loaded Suburban for $60,000 or a Chevy Spark for $10,000 or $11,000? How do they treat you? Do they remember you? Do they act like after the deal is done and they have your money, they don't care if they ever see you again? No, not going to be the case. I think that experience, like going to the dentist, for the life of me, I don't know why so many people dread buying a car. You shouldn't dread it. It should be exciting. It's a new car, for goodness sakes, even if it's pre-owned. Now, this is the end of the month, and John has told you, and I've learned a lot from him about how important the end of the month is. The big push is on here at the end of the month to close it out with impressive numbers. You can help us do that. You've helped us do it before. So if you are even remotely interested in a new Chevy, get in there now. Get in there tomorrow. Get in there Halloween, end of the month. They need to make the numbers, and they will bend over backwards to make you happy. I'm telling you, I bought a lot of cars in my life, and a few of them from Landoff, and I don't think I have ever seen a place that knows how to treat customers better than Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
All right, let's head airborne and find out how the highways look with Tim Weiland. Tim.
Yeah, we've got a couple of incidents going on right now. We're just over, just about over this accident. It's on Page, a little bit west of Highway 170, multi-vehicle accident there. Have to let you know on the next report, we're just not quite over it yet. We also have a double incident on northbound 55 at the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got a stalled vehicle that is blocking the left lane. And then just a little bit further north of that, actually, it's on westbound 70 in the depressed section. You've got another stall that's blocking the right lane. So traffic on northbound 55 is backing up to Highway 44. Eastbound 64 slows a little bit east of Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 64, you're slowing approaching Hampton through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by Centrum Flavor Burst. Introducing new Centrum Flavor Burst, the fruit-flavored multivitamin chew with all your essential nutrients. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Monday Carney Show. Nice way to start the week out on this Halloween week. Chris Breen talks technology. Gabby the Cabbie joins us. No one's scarier than that. And an old friend returns to the fold. It's a visit with Peter Yarrow in for the Jewish Book Fest. We'll visit with him as well and you. But join us Monday night at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
This year's drought could be trouble for your home. Drought conditions draw moisture from the soil, shrinking it, a major cause of sinking, shifting foundations. And an unstable foundation can mean cracked walls or sticking doors and windows. Before the damage gets worse, you need a helping hand. Simple concrete reinforcement often can't get below the problem. It can continue to sink. You need the PermaJack system. It's different. With PermaJack, steel piers are hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep, tested, and locked in position. Drought or other undesirable soil conditions won't cause further damage because your foundation will be solid as rock. Steel piers support large buildings, and PermaJack is the fast, economical, and effective way to give your home that same helping hand. PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. Happening this month at Meyer Honda, the all-new 2013 Accords are here. I'd love to tell you exactly what is new, but it's impossible in 60 seconds. In a nutshell, the Accord has a new sleek exterior, and that's great. But wait, every Accord interior has IMID, Intelligent Multi-Information Display. Content from Pandora to Bluetooth and countless ways that you can customize your Accord settings. Push-button start, better gas mileage, but there's so, so much more. Come into Meyer Honda and take a test drive. You'll be blown away by the all-new 2013 Accord. And while you're at Meyer, purchase a $3 pink light bulb to light the town pink. All money goes to Siteman Cancer Center. And I'm telling you, everybody looks so good in pink lighting. You will want more than one. Pink light bulbs, new 2013 Accord, now at Meyer Honda. One is beautifully simple, the other is simply beautiful. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda. MeyerHonda.com.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Listen closely as I drop this $100 bill into a paper shredder. Horrible, isn't it? But that's exactly what's happening to your hard-earned money if you're struggling with overwhelming credit card debt. Every month, much of your money may be being wasted on interest rates and fees while you struggle with debt that only seems to grow worse. But Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the country. And we could reduce your debt in the shortest time possible through one low monthly program payment. Call right now and we'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Here's the number, 1-800-900-1491. Now imagine if you could put your credit card debt into a shredder. Call now to find out how much of your hard-earned money you could save. The bigger your debt, the more money you could save. Call 1-800-900-1491. This could be the answer you've been looking for. 1-800-900-1491. 1-800-900-1491.
Update your home with lighting during Home Decorating Days at Metro Lighting. Save at least 25% store-wide, including all Kichler lighting. For high style with affordability, choose Kichler lighting, now at 25% off. Plus, save an additional 10% on a single item with our bonus coupon at MetroLightingCenters.com. No matter what your project or budget, hurry into Metro Lighting and save at least 25% store-wide, plus 10% off an additional item with our online bonus coupon for a limited time only. See store for details.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Used JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Hooray! Hooray for Hollywood! Going to try to take in a couple of movies in the next 2 or 3 weeks, just because the nights are cooler and the days are shorter, and because I like going to a movie theater. I like the ones where the chairs rock back. You know the ones?
Oh, the recliners?
Yeah. Well, some of them don't recline. They don't really recline.
Oh, yeah.
They just kind of rock.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I like those. And I like to get that seat right in the front where I can put my feet up on the rail.
Oh, yeah.
That's too close for some people. Perfect for me. I'm just a lazy slob, and I like to stretch out the same way I do at home. Here's somebody who I'm guessing sits with perfect posture.
Yes.
Knees together.
Never a problem to the people around her.
No. Never a loud talker. Never a problem. Never probably has had to fall for the popcorn trick, because I don't think anybody would dare try it on her out of respect for her dignified personality and disposition. Her name is Dawn Meadows Dixon, and she has a movie today. And she's brought to you, as she always is, by Westport Car Wash. For $10, and that's their best wash, I defy you to find a better car wash. A lot of soap, and that's the key, and it smells good, too, and it's got colors like pink and blue and all that, and your car is really clean. They're on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. Here is Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
How
about the way the singers ended just exactly?
I noticed you kind of sped up to make sure that it all fit in.
And we didn't speed anything up. That was all Bruce Limprist. He was conducting
the best.
Yeah,
he
those
was
singers.
Conducting the band.
Yeah, and those were guys. It sounded
and you
like
were
women.
Working your magic.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, I am convinced we need to go to a movie now, Frank, because I love sitting in the front row.
By the rail? The rail?
Well, I don't put my feet up. Physically. I love to be in the front. I'll be maybe halfway up from the front, maybe three or four rows. I can't stand if there is a head in front of me. I like to feel as though I'm the only one in the theater.
Well, you're like that tall, too, so that probably affects you. Yeah. Being, yeah.
I like it when there's a head in front of me. Don, what did you laugh at that for?
You are so bad. I don't know. I just knew there was a reason to laugh. No,
I don't know.
So I'll go to the films with my friends, my husband, and they'll say, no, please, we're not going to sit up front. And so I usually give in and go.
Who are these people who, and they don't do it when the theater is full. I've seen them do it when it's not even half full, who go right down to the very front. Right onto the screen.
That.
You have to look straight up.
It hurt your neck.
What is that about?
Well, that very front row can be tough, but I don't mind being up close because I then feel like I'm in the movie. At some point, we become one.
Anything further than the midway back is too far back for me.
Really?
I want to be from that front of that section, not that very front orchestra pit section, but the very front of that main section. To maybe halfway back. That's
exactly where I like to sit.
But I hear people say, oh, that's too close. Nah.
Most people say it's too close, and then I usually give in just because I'm losing friends that way. They're not wanting to go to the movies with me. And so I'll sit back. But I like to be up close, and a lot of critics like to sit up close.
Now, do you do the thing where you put something on the chair next to you to make it look like there's somebody there so nobody will sit next to you?
You know, sometimes I do that if I'm by myself because I actually enjoy seeing a movie by myself. If I'm going to be with someone who's talking or asking me questions or saying, "Oh, my, do you think, what do you want?" You know, please keep quiet. I want to enjoy the film.
Yeah,
nobody's
going to
do that. Nobody's going to do that if they're not going with you. Stranger's not going to go. What do you think?
Well, that's true. But then they start talking to the person next to them and crunching on their popcorn, and I think kind of be in my own little world.
98% at least of people do that fake person next to me to keep from sitting next to me.
I think they do it.
Oh, I do.
And
that's the first thing we do.
And if I do think they're faking it and it's the last seat and I need that seat, I will ask them to move their purse. I have done that.
Now, here's what I don't like, and I've caught people doing this. I have seen people in the theater, and it's pretty full, and somebody will go, is that taken? And they'll say, yes, she's gone to the concession stand, and nobody ever sits.
No,
nobody ever sits there. They lied. There's nobody there. It's just a coat.
Do you call them on it?
I never have.
You liar.
I will if it's a really little person that looks like I could beat them up. But I won't do it to somebody that looks like they could beat me up. Now, just a yes or no answer to this question. Is the movie today Flight?
No, I'm actually seeing it tonight.
Okay, well, because I'm looking forward to that. What's the movie?
Oh, I'm excited to see it tonight. I am talking finally about The Sessions.
Oh,
and this may be appropriate based on what I heard you talking about at the beginning of the show.
This is the Helen Hunt movie.
This is the Helen Hunt film.
All right,
and
I'm interested
this film,
to hear about this.
I guess everybody's kind of heard about it. We started to talk about it, a week or two ago before it was opening here in St. Louis. It opens Friday here in St. Louis. It opened in L.A. and New York a couple weeks ago. I actually saw it a month ago.
Skin.
But it's the story of a man in an iron lung who wishes to lose his virginity. So he contacts a professional, and yes, there are such people that exist.
What?
Sex surrogate.
Is that legal?
Ooh.
I'm serious. That's a serious question.
Based on a true story, this guy is a poet, and he contracted polio as a kid, and he wrote a short story, and that's what the film is based on, this short story that he actually wrote. And he actually went to college, got a degree, lined down. He actually has to be lined down because of his lungs, and worked with a pencil and a computer. So this is an amazing man, the real guy.
What a joke, though,
Mark
sex O'Brien. Surrogate. It's,
it's prostitution.
You're getting paid for sex.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's my question earlier. You didn't answer me. Is it
prostitution, and that's a question that Helen Hunt has been asked on a lot of talk shows, and they make very clear that there's a difference because they don't want the return business, is what they say, unlike a prostitute. They're hoping that they can bring something out of them, that they can become fully human,
in a sexual way, and that they won't need the sexual stimulus.
All right, but hold on here. Hold on. Where do you who is it that makes the determination as to when it crosses over into prostitution? Okay, is it an iron lung, or what if for somebody is not in an iron lung, they just have a horrible illness, it's not contagious, and they've never had sex? I mean, when who determines who qualifies?
Well, now,
for this?
I have not researched the sexual surrogate to that point.
Yeah, maybe
but
I have issues. I need to get worked out.
Yeah, I'm not feeling very well today.
I have a feeling they draw the line with I'm having a bad day. But it's the disabled not being treated as a fully human. And that's the story behind the story here. And John Hawkes plays this guy, and he is unbelievable. He is lying down the entire time. He carries the film.
What an easy gig.
Funny.
Yeah. No kidding.
I missed that.
I said, what an easy acting job. Okay. Yeah.
Now, John, as the director, here's what I want you to do. Lie down.
Okay. Yeah. I can do that.
The whole time.
And Helen Hunt plays the sexual surrogate, and as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, she strips down. She is in the buff. She is.
Yeah, there you go, Helen.
And I've seen a couple of interviews with her on this, and she said she did it for two reasons. She believed in what the real woman in this story did in helping this man, and also
showed her Helen.
She's looking good, and if not now, when?
All right, Peon just did something very childish, and I'd like to zero in on it if I could. Maybe you missed it. He said, she showed her Helen, as opposed to saying she showed her Hunt. See, and I think we all know what in your mind you would transpose.
Unacceptable.
No, unacceptable. You're on with Dawn Meadows Dixon, for goodness sakes. You save that for somebody else.
All right.
Hey, I
apologize,
was ready for
Dawn.
Everything with this film. I told you that I didn't know how I was going to talk about this film with you all, but I've got to say this is not pornographic. There are very brave performances in this film.
Not
and
porno.
The
I'm
twist
out.
In it.
Yeah, what the heck?
That instead of becoming sexual, it actually becomes very romantic and beautiful.
It sure sounds beautiful, a guy in an iron lung.
Yeah.
What a picture.
It's so tastefully done, and there's comedy. You'll be laughing. I know it's hard to believe, but it is an adult film.
All right, do they show how it is she manages to satisfy him in this apparatus? Do they get graphic enough?
Oh, he's not actually in the iron lung. He has to be in the lung apparently every day. He has to be in this lying down in this position every day. But no, in most of his life, and he's actually out of the lung, but he has to be in it every day. So they do not get graphic there, except that you know what's going on. But it's the relationship between them, the dialogue, the way Helen Hunt plays it with such grace, John Hawkes, his performance. He is going to blow everybody away at the Academy Awards season because, well, first of all, the Academy loves, if you're playing someone who is disabled and you do it well and with respect, you're almost a shoo-in for an Academy Award nomination and probably an award. He is outstanding, and she is as good. William H. Macy plays a priest who then talks him through this as far as, you know, handling this whole procedure.
Is there any character
based on his faith?
Is there any character he can't play that William H.
Macy? No, he's good.
He plays this funky kind of 60s priest, and he plays him so real. And
all right, now we're really out of time here. It's called The Sessions.
It's called The Sessions. It used to be called The Surrogate. It was at Sundance. Everybody loved it. Now it's the big talk of the town.
All right, how many ARDs?
3.25, and mostly for the performances, but and it is an adult movie. Know what you're going to watch.
All right, here they come. 3.25.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Sounded good to me. All right, Dan. Thank you. Talk to you later in the week. All right, Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody. The Sessions, Helen Hunt. Spend more time we talk about. Helen Hunt's an interesting looking woman. She's not beautiful. She's not ugly. She's one of those.
Almost
just
like a Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she's only prettier, but I don't know. She can become, you know, different people. That was Dawn Meadows Dixon, brought to you by Westport Car Wash, with 3 locations to serve you on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lehigh Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. We are coming very close to the 11th month of the 70th year of Matheny Heating and Cooling. something to be pretty proud of when you consider how many heating, not only how many heating and cooling companies there are, but I'd love to see the list of how many didn't make it, how many went out of business because of all the competition. And when there's that much competition, you know, you can't make it by just calling on a family, a household, or a business one time, and then they don't ever want you back again, because they'll tell people, don't ever call these people. You can't make it 70 years that way. Here's how you do make it 70 years. You have people that you go out to service, business or residential, and they have rave reviews to give to their neighbors, to their business, other business associates, and they say, oh my goodness, you need to have the people we had out in Matheny. I get so many emails from people who are thrilled with Matheny, and yours may be the next. It starts with your making an appointment. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, you have a business or a residence, no matter how large or small, no matter what type of unit, no matter what make, what brand, what model, it doesn't matter. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Website's easy. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now, and Tim Weiland is the guy to give it to you. Tim?
Thanks, Dan. It did fly over that accident. It's on westbound Page, just a little bit west of 170, and they have the westbound lanes completely shut down. They are diverting traffic to the, it's called the Interbelt Industrial Drive, so just follow the inner city of the detours there. That's causing a mess for folks trying to exit off north and southbound 170 onto Page. Those right lanes are really getting backed up. Now, they've cleared one of the incidents on westbound 70 in the depressed section, but on northbound 55 at the Poplar Street Bridge, still working with a minor accident that has the left lane blocked, and traffic was backing up to Highway 44. Also, we're looking to westbound 70, running great past the airport all the way out through Lake St. Louis, and westbound 64, just a little bit slow between 270 and Mason, again between 94 and K. This report's brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play holiday scratchers games from the Missouri Lottery for a chance to win $250,000 instantly. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Tuesday morning when we'll go to New York to find out the latest on Hurricane Sandy. Plus, Ann Compton is traveling with the president with 1 week to go before the election. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus will have what's going on with the markets. And the plot to destroy America's beer. We'll have the author of the Business Week story tomorrow. Join us.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAVE.